Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's girl Cy Brown, and welcome to the Cy Brown Morning Show. It is with a heavy heart that I do today's show. Today is one day after the burial of my mother-in-law. So it's still raw. It's still a little raw. And it hurts. I just want to give a quick heads up. If I fade in and out, somebody in the chat room let me know. Where my in-laws live is a very rural place in the country. So, you know, I'm from New York. We have all the technology we want. So if I happen to blank out, which I don't think I will, I think I have a pretty solid signal, just keep listening because I will come back. But I've worked really hard to be able to continue to host my show no matter where I am. But you know what? Some things are, you know, left up to technology and God. you know, it's just with a sad heart. And in the spirit of me living my life through this show, you guys see everything. You were with me when my mom transitioned. You started my weight loss journey with me. Like, I love all of my listeners, and I can't thank you enough. And thank you for rocking out with me since June 26, 2008. Man, has this been a wonderful ride. But it shows like this are very sobering. And so I just want to share a couple of things with you all to really think about when it comes to death and dying and transition. I personally don't use the word death. I use the word transition. But, you know, whatever word suits you best. So if you don't have one right now, make sure you get a pen. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, because I'm going to share some really good stuff with you all today, just based on my experiences with my mom, now most recently my husband's mom, and the planning that we're putting in place for my grandmother, who is 94. You know, you all follow me on Facebook, most of you. If you're not following me on Facebook, follow me on Facebook. And you'll see where I put tons and tons of pictures of my grandmother. But the reality is she's 94 years old. And as much as we think we're immortal, nobody is going to live forever. People, we all are going to transition. We're all going to go. So I just want to make sure you guys continue to grow with me. And I don't grow alone. I need you. You need me. And I want us to all age together. So I hope you have had an opportunity to grab a pen and a piece of paper or take notes in your phone. The first thing I cannot stress, please have life insurance. I don't care if it's something you find off the internet. Please have some type of life insurance, because if you have life insurance, it makes it so much easier. Not even necessarily. See, here's the thing. The life insurance is not even really for you. It's for the people who are still here. People who are still here will continue to have bills. They have to pay for your service, whatever that service is. And it's a wonderful, wonderful gift that you leave your family, friends, and your loved ones. There are so many companies. Listen, no company is paying me. You know, my sincerity is 100 on this one. But you could get, like, Mutual of Omaha. You can get Primerica. You can get, I'm sure, like, Wells Fargo probably has some type of life insurance. Like, real talk. And if you don't have the money, like, if your money really is not on point right now, start with $2,000. Like, seriously, you can get a term life $2,000 policy for probably like $9 a month. But that's $2,000 less that your family is going to have to spend on your final expenses. Once you go past that, move up to 5, move up to 10. If you really want to do big things, go for 50, 100, a quarter of a million, a half a million. But life is, I just can't stress it. You know, I have a woman that's coming on the show. Her name is Angela McKnight. Angela McKnight runs Angela Cares in Jersey City. And her nonprofit organization, matter of fact, is celebrating 4 years. She caters to seniors, and she is like a wonderful expert, a very seasoned expert on senior living and transitions, and what happens with seniors and senior care. So the will, if you have that, it's really going to be the gift that you have for your family. So once we get Angela McKnight on the show, she'll be able to really break down all of the details and be able to provide a checklist for all my listeners of what they really need to put inside their drawer, put inside their closet, whatever they have to do. The second thing that I cannot stress that everybody needs to have is will. Please have something in writing where your family and loved ones know exactly what you want. A will does not necessarily mean, is not, listen to this, it is not just about property. Oh, I want my granddaughter to have this jewelry. I want this niece to have that. There's really two components. There is your physical property, and then there's your intellectual property. And the third piece of that is your final wishes. So what happens is if you're talking about physical property, those are things like houses, cars, jewelry, mementos, the Tiffany vase that's in your living room, things like that. Someone like me who's written, you know, as of this show, I'm up to 8 books. So I have intellectual property. What happens to my copyrights? Who owns my copyrights? Do I give one child one book and another child another book? Well, that book may sell better than this one, and then my kid will feel slighted and you liked him better. I mean, I'm dead at this point. Or do I give both children rights to all of my books, or do I give my, like, these are all things that can be sorted out in a will. Your intellectual property is so incredibly important. That is your brand. Another thing, social media. What happens to all of your social media accounts when you transition? Do you want somebody to maintain them? I know Facebook, a dear friend of mine I went to high school with, she recently transitioned, and her daughter, who is actually just a little bit younger than my oldest son, had Facebook. What they can do is they can memorialize your page. So in people's timeline and news feed, your birthday, like those main life events, will still pop up. So I'll still get a reminder when it's her birthday or if she graduated from college. So you can leave a note on their wall, or you can have them take it down. But this is your life. This is your intellectual property. I can't stress enough how important it is. If you want to protect your identity in death, in life and in death, you must protect your intellectual property. Another thing, I sit on several boards, charitable organizations. What happens with that? You know, maybe they want to start a scholarship in my honor. All of those things need to be written down. Maybe you have naming rights. You know, maybe, you know, I have a lot of people that listen to this show. Maybe you have naming rights on a building or something in your town. What happens to that? You know, for a family, like especially if you're from small towns in the Midwest or in the South or rural areas, you know, there's family land. What happens to that? If there's, you know, you may have your name on a local library or something like that. What happens to your intellectual property? You need to make sure your intellectual property is guarded. All of these things have such value. The last piece I want to just talk about what needs to really go in the will, is your final wishes. I mean, you need to consult a lawyer. Listen, let's be clear. I am not a lawyer. I am a personal trainer. And before I was a personal trainer, I was an agent. So let me say this. I probably should have said this at the top of the show. But for 13 years, I've been a celebrity agent and had clients who've been on television. I have seen how intellectual property and they use my name on this show, and they use my image, and they use my likeness. I've seen it all. So when I changed careers, which I'm so happy now, I love being an agent, but I'm even happier being a personal trainer, I really started taking more intense and more in-depth looks at what really matters in life. And shiny shit no longer impresses me. It just doesn't. Things can glitter and things can sparkle, but what really matters is the nitty-gritty things of life, the evolution of life, the evolution of spirits, how we grow, how we develop, how we keep ourselves engaged and motivated. So in life and in death, we have to share what our wishes are. Oprah says this all the time. What's your intention? What is your intention? Whenever I go into new business dealings with people, I always state my intention right on top. So that way they're not trying to figure me out. Here's my intention. Here's what I want. If it's a deal for a quick money grab, I'll tell them, listen, I'm here because I want to make my, like, you have to state your intention. So if you do that in life, why would you not do that when you transition? Why would you leave your family guessing at what you want? You should not. State what you want. I have shared with my husband, and I have shared with my children. I want a direct cremation. Wherever I die, take me directly to the crematory. Burn me and put my ashes in the wind. And then my children were like, Ma, really? Like, so many people know you. They're going to want to see you and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm a former fat chick from Jersey and New York. That's who I see myself as. But the reality is I'm more than that. I'm bigger than that. I'm an author, a trainer. I've been in public life my entire adult life. And if you include, you know, my stepfather being a recording engineer, my mother just being a Kris Jenner of her day, like I've been in the public eye my entire life. So I think I should give people an opportunity to pay their respects to my husband and my children. So then I backpedaled. I was like, okay. We'll do a funeral, and then you can cremate me. So rent the box, rent me a dress, find something in my closet that still has a tag on it or something that looks really good, and then send me to. But, like, the point is, you know, I'm making a little bit light of me because it's me. I can do that. But the reality is, what do you want? If it's not written down and your family knows what you want, it's any person's guess. And what happens is, You're creating a cesspool for your survivors to get into bitter arguments with each other. The last thing you want, your transition to not be done in a decent and orderly way. I'm trying to make it so easy. You know how you say press play? Here's where this is, here's where that is, who gets what, leaves the guesswork out of it. And then if one child feels like, the other child feels slighted. Mommy gave me the copyrights to this book. Mommy gave me the copyright to that book. You know what? My kids could be mad at me. I'm dead. At that point, it doesn't matter. But one thing I have to say is they will know and everything will be spelled out. So just a quick recap. I'm going to get Angela on the show because once Angela comes on the show, I'm traveling right now, like I shared at the top of the show. I'm in the Midwest right now. And once I get back to New York, I'll be back in New York in a day or so. We're going to schedule Angela. But I'm putting a lot of this stuff on my blog. I'm putting it on Facebook. And I've definitely been tweeting. It's amazing as I'm finding it to hope your transitions are as graceful and peaceful as mine were, dealing with my mother and my mother-in-law. Having things in order makes things so much easier. Please get life insurance. Please have a will. Please make sure you state to your loved ones and survivors what you want them to do with your physical property as well as your intellectual property, and make your final wishes known. Listen, this is just a quick summary of things that I feel are important. But this is like the 101 version. You know, you go to college, you have to take these 101 classes or these, you know, you start a new job and then you use your spare moments and your spare time and the time that the good Lord gives you to start planning and preparing. You can never go wrong with being overly prepared. So let me say this too. The closing to my show has been the closing to my show probably a month after I started the show. I just love this quote. But today it has more of a special meaning because my mother-in-law was put on the ground yesterday. And always remember that we shall pass through this world once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you so much for your support. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, shout out. I see a lot of activity in the chat room, and I apologize. I just wanted to get this information out to Fitness Gal 927. I see your messages. Thank you. Just send me a message on Facebook, and we'll definitely connect. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.